When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Destroy every yoke in your life. In the name of Jesus, let us unleash God's divine power that breaks every chain, shatters every burden, and sets you free to live in the fullness of God's promises. Are you feeling burdened? Weighed down by circumstances beyond your control? Do you long for freedom from the chains that hold you back? My friends, imagine a bird with its wings clipped, unable to soar to the heights it was meant to reach. This is what a yoke does to our lives. It restricts us, limits our potential, and keeps us from experiencing the fullness of God's blessings. But today, we're going to explore how to break free from these yokes and embrace the life of freedom God intends for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. The scripture tells us in Isaiah 10, verse 27, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." This verse reminds us that God has already provided the means for our freedom. The anointing oil represents the power of the Holy Spirit, which breaks every yoke. My dear friends, are you ready to experience this freedom? I will share with you three powerful keys to destroying every yoke in your life, backed by the timeless wisdom of Scripture. Number one, recognize and identify your yokes. My friends, the first step in destroying every yoke in your life is to recognize and identify them. You cannot fight an enemy you cannot see. Many of us carry yokes without even realizing it, allowing them to silently shape our lives and limit our potential. These yokes can come in various forms: fear, doubt, past traumas, unhealthy relationships, or even negative thought patterns. They might be so familiar that we've accepted them as normal parts of our lives. But God's word tells us that we are meant for freedom from these burdens. In Galatians 5, verse 1, we read, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage." This verse is a powerful reminder that Christ has already set us free. Our job is to stand firm in that freedom and resist the yokes that try to entangle us again. So, how do we recognize these yokes? Start by examining your life closely. Are there areas where you feel constantly stuck or limited? Do you have recurring patterns of failure or disappointment? These could be indicators of yokes in your life. Pay attention to your emotional responses as well. Do certain situations or thoughts consistently trigger feelings of fear, anxiety, or inadequacy? These emotions often point to underlying yokes that need to be addressed. Another way to identify yokes is by looking at the fruits of your life. Are you experiencing the peace, joy, and abundance that God promises? If not, there might be yokes hindering your spiritual growth and blessings. Remember, my dear friends, that God desires for you to live in freedom and fullness. Anything that holds you back from this is not from Him. In 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, we are told, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty." This verse assures us that God's presence brings freedom. If you're feeling bound in any area of your life, it's time to invite God's Spirit to shine His light and reveal the yokes that need to be destroyed. Don't be afraid to dig deep and be honest with yourself. This process of recognition might be uncomfortable, but it's necessary for your liberation. Think of it as a spiritual health checkup. Just as we go to doctors for physical checkups, we need to regularly examine our spiritual condition. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in this process.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
...of self-examination. He is the ultimate revealer of truth and will show you what needs to be addressed. As you identify these yokes, write them down. There's power in naming our struggles and bringing them into the light. This act of acknowledgement is your first step towards freedom. Remember, recognizing your yokes doesn't mean you're weak or failing. On the contrary, it shows courage and a desire for growth. God is pleased when we humbly come to Him with our burdens. In Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30, Jesus invites us, saying, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." This beautiful invitation reminds us that Jesus is ready to exchange our heavy yokes for His light one. But we must first recognize and bring our burdens to Him. As you go through this process of identification, be patient with yourself. Some yokes might be deeply ingrained and take time to recognize fully. Trust that God is working in you, gradually bringing everything to light. Remember, this is not about condemnation, but liberation. God's goal is not to make you feel guilty, but to set you free. His love for you is unconditional, and His grace is sufficient for every struggle you face. My friends, let's consider the story of the Apostle Paul. Before his encounter with Christ, Paul, who was then known as Saul, was bound by the yoke of religious legalism and hatred towards Christian. It took a dramatic encounter with Jesus on the road to Damascus for him to recognize this yoke. This teaches us that sometimes God may need to shake up our world to help us see the yokes we're carrying. Be open to God's interventions in your life, even if they come in unexpected ways. Another important aspect of recognizing yokes is understanding that they often disguise themselves as normal or even virtuous. For instance, perfectionism might masquerade as excellence or people-pleasing as kindness. But if these traits are causing you stress and robbing you of peace, they may well be yokes. In Proverbs 29, verse 25, we read, "The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord shall be safe." This verse reminds us that even seemingly positive traits, like caring about the opinions of others, can become yokes if taken to extremes. It's crucial to examine our motivations and the fruits of our actions. Are they truly aligned with God's will for our lives? Or are they yokes disguised as virtues? Remember, my dear friends, that yokes can also be generational. Sometimes we carry burdens passed down through our families, patterns of behavior, beliefs, or even curses that have been accepted as normal. But God's word assures us in Ezekiel 18, verse 20, it says, "The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself." This verse liberates us from generational yokes. You are not destined to carry the burdens of your ancestors. In Christ, you have the power to break free from these generational patterns. My friends, remember, in Christ, you are more than a conqueror. You have the power, through Him, to recognize and ultimately destroy every yoke in your life. Number 2, confront your yokes with God's Word. My friends, now that we've learned to recognize our yokes, it's time to confront them head on. Our most powerful weapon in this battle is the Word of God. In Hebrews 4, verse 12, we're reminded, "For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." God's Word has the power to cut through our yokes, exposing them for what they truly are. It's a light that shines in the darkness, revealing truth and setting us free. So, how do we use this powerful tool to confront our yokes? First, we must immerse ourselves in Scripture. Make a habit of reading God's Word daily. Not just as a ritual, but with an open heart and mind. As you read, ask the Holy Spirit to reveal truths that speak directly to your yokes. Next, identify specific verses that address your struggles. For example, if you're dealing with a yoke of fear, meditate on 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Repeat this verse to yourself whenever fear tries to take hold. Let it become a declaration of truth over your life. If your yoke is one of unworthiness or low self-esteem, cling to the truth in Psalm 139, verse 14. "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Remind yourself daily that you are God's masterpiece, created with purpose and love. For those struggling with the yoke of unforgiveness, let Matthew 6, verse 14 guide you. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. Allow this verse to soften your heart and release you from the burden of bitterness. Remember, my dear friends, that confronting your yokes with God's word is not a one-time event. It's an ongoing process that requires persistence and faith. In James 4, verse 7, we're instructed, "Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Submitting to God means aligning our thoughts and actions with his word. As we do this consistently, the enemy and the yokes he tries to place on us must flee. Another powerful way to confront your yokes is through spoken declarations. There's power in our words, especially when they echo God's truth. In Proverbs 18, verse 21, we're told, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." Speak life over your situation. Declare God's promises over your yokes. Say things like, "I am free from fear because God has given me a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind." Or you may say, "I forgive because Christ has forgiven me." These declarations, based on scripture, have the power to reshape your reality. As you confront your yokes with God's word, you may face resistance. The enemy doesn't give up territory easily. But take heart, for 1 John 4, verse 4 assures us, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." The power of God within you is far greater than any yoke that tries to bind you. Stand firm in this truth. My friends, as we use God's word to confront our yokes, we're not just engaging in a mental exercise. We're participating in spiritual warfare. In Ephesians 6, verse 17, Paul describes the word of God as the sword of the Spirit. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." This sword is our offensive weapon against the yokes that try to hold us back. Use it boldly and confidently. Remember, the goal of confronting your yokes with God's word is not just to resist them, but to destroy them completely. Again, this reminds us of the promises of Isaiah 10, verse 27, which tells us, "It shall come to pass in that day that his burden will be taken away from your shoulder and his yoke from your neck, and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing oil." Remember, the anointing oil represents the power of the Holy Spirit working through the word of God. As you consistently apply God's word to your yokes, they will be destroyed. My dear friends, don't try to confront your yokes alone. Other believers can support you in prayer and encourage you with God's word. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 12 reminds us, saying, "Though one may be overpowered by another, two can withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken." Together, strengthened by God's word and the support of fellow believers, you can confront and overcome every yoke in your life. And number three, embrace your freedom in Christ. My friends, embracing our freedom in Christ is where the rubber meets the road, where we step into the fullness of what God has for us. In John 8, verse 36, Jesus declares, "Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed." This is not just a nice sentiment, but a powerful truth that can transform our lives. But what does it mean to embrace this freedom? First, it means fully accepting what Christ has done for us. Many of us struggle to believe we're truly free, even after our yokes have been broken. We may feel unworthy or afraid to step into this new reality. But Romans 8 verse 1 assures us, there is, therefore now, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You are no longer condemned, my friends. You are free to walk in the Spirit, unencumbered by the yokes of your past. Embracing your freedom also means living with a new mindset. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, we're told, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You're not the same person you were when those yokes held you captive. You are a new creation with a new identity in Christ. Live from this place of newness. Let your actions, thoughts, and words reflect your freedom. This doesn't mean you won't face challenges or temptations to return to old patterns. Freedom is not the absence of struggle, but the power to overcome. In Galatians 5 verse 1, Paul exhorts us, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. We must actively stand in our freedom, resisting the pull of old yokes. How do we do this? By continually renewing our minds with God's truth. Romans 12 verse 2 instructs us, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As we align our thinking with God's word, we prove or experience His perfect will for our lives. My dear friends, embracing your freedom also means stepping out in faith. Many of us have lived so long under our yokes that freedom feels unfamiliar or even scary. But remember, God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. In 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, we're reminded, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Your freedom in Christ comes with power, love, and a sound mind. Use these gifts to explore the new territories of your freedom. Step out in faith as God leads you. Pursue the dreams God has placed in your heart. Love boldly, forgive freely, serve generously. These are the hallmarks of a life lived in true freedom. Remember, your freedom in Christ is not just for your own benefit. It's meant to be a testimony to others who are still bound. In Galatians 5 verse 13, Paul writes, for you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. Your freedom is a powerful tool for serving others. As you walk in liberty, you become a living example of God's transforming power. Your life becomes an invitation for others to experience the same freedom. Embracing your freedom also means living with expectancy. God has so much more for you than simply breaking your yokes. He wants to lead you into a life of abundance and purpose. In John 10, verse 10, Jesus says, the thief does not come except to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. Expect God to do great things in and through your life. Look for opportunities to use your freedom for His glory. Be open to new adventures in faith. My friends, remember that your freedom in Christ is secure. Nothing can take it away from you. In Romans 8 verses 38 to 39, Paul declares, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord." Your freedom is rooted in God's unchanging love for you. No circumstance, no person, no spiritual force can separate you from this love. Rest secure in this truth as you walk out your freedom each day. My friends, I encourage you to fully embrace the freedom Christ has won for you. Don't let fear, doubt, or old habits hold you back. Step boldly into the new life God has for you. Your yokes have been destroyed. Embrace your liberty in Christ. You are free indeed. Now, let's live like it. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me, so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, you are the Almighty God, the breaker of chains and the liberator of souls. Your power knows no bounds, and your love is deeper than the depths of the sea. I stand in awe of your majesty and grace, which sets the captives free. Lord, I thank you for the freedom you've given to me through your Son, Jesus Christ. I'm grateful for the price paid on the cross to destroy every yoke in my life. Thank you for your word that cuts through darkness and reveals your truth. Merciful Father, I come before you asking for forgiveness for my trespasses and for the times I've allowed yokes to bind me. Forgive me for doubting your power to set me free and for clinging to old habits and fears. I forgive those who have wronged me, releasing them into your hands. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare that every yoke in my life is destroyed. I rebuke the spirit of fear, insecurity, and unworthiness. In the name of Jesus, I bind the lies of the enemy that have kept me captive, and I hold on to the truth of your word over my life. Father, open my eyes to recognize the yokes that have held me back. Give me the courage to confront these yokes with the sword of your spirit. Sovereign Lord, fill me with your power to stand firm in the freedom that you've given me. I declare that I am a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, and the new has come. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every generational yoke that has been passed down to me is broken. I claim the victory that is mine through the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I ask for your healing touch in every area of my life that has been affected by the yoke of bondage. Heal my mind from negative thought patterns and renew it with your truth. Restore my emotions, healing every wound and washing away the residue of past bondage. I pray for protection against every attack of the enemy who seeks to entangle me again. Lord, shield me with your armor and strengthen me to resist every attempt to rob my freedom. Fill me afresh with your Holy Spirit, empowering me to walk in liberty. Lord, I lift up my loved ones to you, asking that you also break every yoke in their lives set them free from bondage, heal their wounds, and draw them closer to you. May they too experience the fullness of life that comes from walking in your freedom. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, lifting each other up before your throne of grace. We declare together that our yokes are destroyed by the power of your anointing. We claim the victory that is ours in Christ Jesus, standing firm in the freedom he's won for us. Holy Spirit, fill us anew, guide us into all truth, and empower us to live as free men and women. We thank you for your protection, your healing, and your transforming power in our lives. Let us be living testimonies of your liberating grace, drawing others to the freedom found in you. Lord, with all that is within us, we bless your holy name. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.